So before we begin what we're supposed to do at the end of Shir on yesterday, we got into a discussion about sicha and perfume and deodorant. So let me just clarify. Perfume should really be aser al sicha, right? And the definition when we talk about this in terms of Shabbos is different. Shabbos is an issue of mimareach and the like. It has to be thick or viscous. But when it comes to avelos, anything that you put on your skin, l'chora should be sicha. It doesn't have to do with mimareach. So therefore, putting on perfume or cologne or the like would be aser during avelos. However, a deodorant, it should be okay, because that's lahavir zuama, like the word implies deodorant, deodor, right? It's supposed to be lahavir zuama. Likewise, antiperspirant, anti-zuama. Okay, so it's before, one's after. Chora, that would be okay. Now, people brought up the question, what about nowadays, where there's this new thing that I didn't know about called body spray? So body spray is not deodorant. It's basically perfume. Like Axe. I've also never heard of that, but what I'm told is that these are things that are not, they're not even called deodorant. They're called body spray because basically they're perfume for men. They don't call it cologne. That like makes you that's like very stuffy and like, you know, when you're dressed up. This is so l'chora, and what's the idea? That people want to smell a certain way. So if that's the case, that's going to be usher. However, it's important to stress that if you put on your axe in order to not smell bad, in other words, that's your kavana, lahavir azuma, that's mutter. That's exactly what we say. We say that anytime, even perfume, even cologne, everything is mutter, all sikh is mutter, lahavir azuma. So, you know, it's mahavir azuma by giving me this very distinctive smell that I like, you know, makes me look like I'm a, I just can't, I don't know what it smells like. But anyway, the point is that if that's the goal, so if you put on perfume, lahavir azuama, that's mutter. That's not sicha. It is sicha, but sicha lahavir azuama is mutter. So so in this case, it would follow your kavana. Okay, so we're now going to start Simon Shin Pei Gimel. Yeah?
Where does the assumption of Pashtus that sicha doesn't refer to a specific action or a specific type of state of matter?
I think anything that you put on your skin is sicha. Why wouldn't it be?
It's the word.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, you know, we say sicha's kishtia, that's the problem. Okay. So shin pei gimel aser b'tashmish shamita. So how do we know that? So the Gemara says, we learn in Avos aser b'tashmish shamita from the pasuk v'yinachem David al basheva ishto v'yavo aleha, implying that before then, it was aser mishum avelos. Now the question that everybody deals with is, what about shar hachakos? Meaning to say that we know that when it comes to ishto nida, when it's aser to have tashmish amita, not only is tashmish amita aser, but lots and lots of other things are tashmish amita. So do we say the same thing in terms of hilchos avelos, since there's an iser tashmish amita, so all those other things should also be aser? So we don't. Why? The Gemara Ksubos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis writes that Mozeges lo sakos umatzas lo samita verochetes panav yad veraglav, and this is true bein bavelos dida bein bavelos dismin. So, one of the harchakos that is aser when ishto nida, these three services that a wife does to her husband are aser, at least to do in his presence while she's a nida. And that's because these services that are done dafka for a wife to a husband have a certain aspect of kirva to them, and therefore we're concerned what they might lead to. And what the Gemara Ksubos is saying is that that doesn't apply during avelos. So that's all that we have in the Gemara. So the question then arises, what about other harchakos? So the Gemara in so the Ravid says, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says three things. He says, since these three things are mutter, so kol shekein shimoteres lechol imo v'afilu b'kar achas. So point one is like this. We know that another category of harchakos relates to eating. For example, they can't eat b'kar achas. You have to remember, in the olden days, that was a common thing to do. Let's say nowadays, a more common example would be you have a bowl of popcorn, right? So a husband and wife normally can eat from the same bowl of popcorn. But when she's a nida, then they may not eat from the same bowl of popcorn. If they want to eat popcorn, they should divide it into two bowls, and each one will eat from their own bowl. So those are, so the Ravitz says, well, if we're going to be makel for these three malachos, right, she could be rochetes, panag, yadav, or aglav, so kavachomer, it's going to be moter lechol imo bekara achas. Why? Because there's less kirva in achila bekara achas, there, and this is one of many eating restrictions, than kol shekin, that should be moter. And then he writes, mash mashimuteres, lishan imo b'mita. So this is already the Ravid is a little less sure about. He says mashma, because maybe you think that sleeping on the same bed is worse. In other words, we could definitely be medayik that anything is that's less intimate than shalosh malachos is going to be mutter. Well, what about sleeping b'mita achas? So you might have thought that's worse. So he says no. Sounds like still these three things the Gemara says are aser, but shena b'mita achas is going to be mutter. But he writes v'das machras shal yidei davar chotitz ka'amar. In other words, even though it sounds like from the Gemara that would be mutter, it doesn't make sense that it would be entirely mutter. They could sleep b'mita achas as they do when she's muteres. Still, you need something that's chotitz. It's some type of hecker, something to remind you to stay separate. We find in a number of the harchakos that davar chotetz might help, like sitting next to each other. If there's davar chotetz, helps. For example, in terms of the bed, it's reminiscent of the famous story of Palti ben Laish. Of course, that was a sword that was between him and Michal. But that's what he says. He says that from the Gemara sounds like bed is mutter, but it makes sense that we're not going to allow bed with no restrictions. At least you need that.
So there are just means naming a hacker, not like a physical...
No, it has to be a physical thing. Yeah, sure.
A physical thing, but I'm saying not like a physical blockage. Not like
I don't know how big it would have to be. But, you know, it might have to be a big physical blockage, just like we say it in many areas of Nida. But not clear. He doesn't clarify the gadir of the davar chotetz. Lamaisa, we're going to be even more machmir than that, so yeah. We don't have to figure out the exact details. And then he says that miu mishum lech lech amrin nezira schor schor lekarma lo sakriv lo sikrav mibay le larchuke shalotishan ima b'mita klal. But really, it's inappropriate to sleep in the same bed at all, even with a davar chotetz. What does that mean? We have this principle that you should make harchakos, not do things that might lead one to an avera. Nazir is to stay very far away from wine. And likewise, if either of them is an avel, they should really sleep on separate beds. Ad kan, the Ravid. And the Ravid later on makes clear that he thinks chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. So, according to the Ravid, chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. In other words, there are bed restrictions, both mikar adin and as a recommendation, but chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. And the Ramban accepts this after quoting the Ravid at the very end. The Ramban, it's v'chein, the kvar hora zakin. Okay, but then, yeah.
How do you know it's mikar adin? Meaning his lashon, how do you know that implies?
What do you mean? What's Mekar Adin?
That he thinks the like not sleeping in the same bed would be Mekar Adin. I thought it was...
Which one? Well, no, he didn't say it's Mekar Adin. He says it's Midin. Not sleeping in the same bed is Begader Schar Schar L'Karma. right? Meaning to say, the halacha says you should stay away from things, and this would be included in that. There's a halacha that you have to stay away, not just don't do the aveira, but don't do things that might bring one to an aveira. And that includes sleeping in the same bed, so you should not sleep in the same bed, but it does not include chibuk v'nishuk. That's the view of the Ramban, of the Ravid. And as I said, the Ramban accepts the Ravid. So far we don't have anyone who's machmir on chibuk v'nishuk. However, Rabbeinu Yerucham, who's quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that you should be machmir. After he brings the Ravid and the Ramban, he writes, the Roy Lahachmir, Shein Lahatir Shum Kurva, Zulas Mezigas Akos, Fatsas Amita, Verchatsas Panavyad Viraglav, Medelohitir, Yoser Bigar Behedya Ad Kam Lashono. Now, the words of Rabbeinu Yerucham are a bit difficult to understand, and Bezalel and I were trying to figure out yesterday what exactly he means. There's a couple levels of ambiguity here. Number one is Rabbeinu Yerucham telling you something that's Aser Medina? Let's assume he's being machmir for Chibuk V'Nishuk. So is that Aser Medina or B'Toras Chumrah? On the one hand, you might say it's Aser Medina, because what is he saying? He's saying that the only things you should be makel are about the things that the Gemara is matir, right? Midelo hitir yoser b'Gemara. It was only matir shalosh melachos, implying that chibuk v'nishuk is aser, and chibuk v'nishuk, or and not just chibuk v'nishuk, perhaps even more, but kurva, right? So chibuk v'nishuk is definitely kurva. So kurva is aser, and the reason would be because, let's say, chibuk v'nishuk is more problematic, it's more intimate than gimel melachos. So the Gemara just said gimel melachos is mutter. So that will be matir. But anything that involves more kurva than gimel melachos, like chibuk v'nishuk, would be aser. In which case, maybe he's saying that it's aser medina de Gemara. But at the same time, he doesn't present it as dina de Gemara. His lashon is roi lahachmir. It sounds like it's not aser, it's roi lahachmir. But maybe he just says that because he doesn't want to outright argue on the Ramban and the Ravid. He's saying, even though they said it's mutter, roi lahachmir. So it's unclear what he means, first of all, whether this is aser dina de Gemara or a chumra. The second thing that's a little bit unclear is what is meant, what does he mean when he says, Ein lo lahatir shum kurva zulas mezigas akos. Shum kurva. So I think it's pretty clear that he's coming to be machmir for chibuk v'nishuk, that's true. But what else is included in shum kurva? Does shum kurva mean anything else? For example, what would he say about achila bekara achas? Is achila bekara achas included in shum kurva or not? That isn't clear. We'll see that the Ramah assumes that achil b'kar achas and general eating restrictions are not included in shum korva. Is shum korva mean anything besides chibuk v'nishuk? Not clear. We don't know from the Ramah that he's trying, because seemingly the Ramah does paskin like Rabbeinu Yerucham, but practically speaking, that only seems to mean chibuk v'nishuk. So Rabbeinu Yerucham, if we were to read it minimalistically, and I'm not sure that you have to read it any more than that, but if you read it minimalistically, Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying two things. A, b'toras chumra, you should be machmir on chibuk v'nishuk. I say two things because A, b'toras chumra, and B, only chibuk v'nishuk. Because I'm not sure what else is included in shum korva. Now, in terms of chibuk v'nishuk, Rabbeinu Akiva Eger quotes a very cute point from the Targum Koheles. The Targum Koheles on the pasuk Eis lechabek veEis lerchok mechabek says Idan bachir legafifa isasa veIdan bachir lerachka migafifa b'shivas yimei evla. So there's a time that it's a good time to hug a woman, and there's a time that it's bad to hug a woman. And when is it bad? Bimei avelos. That still doesn't say necessarily that it's aser. First of all, we don't necessarily paskin from Targum Kohelas, but even if we did, it still didn't say that it's Aser. It just says it's a time that you should distance hugging, but this is another source supporting Rabbeinu Yerucham that at the very least Betoras Chumra you should avoid Chibuk V'Nishuk. Now then there's a third opinion in the Rishonim. That's Agos Ashri. The Agos Ashri says that Bekirav Basar Vadai Aser Lechol Ima, Vadai Aser V'Lechol Ima Ein Raya Lo Leaser V'Lo Leheter. In other words, as opposed to all the sources that we've seen until now that might have totally thought that La Ima is Mutter, that we might have been unsure within Rabbeinu Yerucham, but certainly, possibly he was, but Hagos Ashri thought that Ein Raya, can't tell. So basically, it seems that there might be three opinions as to what we learn from the fact that the Gemara was Matir Shalosh Melachos. The Ramban says we learn from the fact that Shalosh Melachos is Matir, is basically everything is Matir, except for maybe sleeping in the same bed, but certainly from the fact that Shalosh Melachos is Matir, we could derive that Chibuk V'Nishuk is Matir. Then we have Rabbeinu Yerucham, that, well, if Shalosh Melachos is Mutter, Dafka, those three, but you see everything else is either Usser or a bad idea, and the only things that are Mutter are Shalosh Melachos. And then we have Agos Ashri that, but still Rabbeinu Yerucham might still Mati or 100% Achil B'Kar Achas. And then we have the Agos Ashri who says, well, in terms of things like eating restrictions, Lech Raya, Lo Lis, or Lo Leheter. So, and the dark, now the question is, it's very interesting, you know, let's compare the Ramban, for example, to the Hagos Ashri. So we have the Ramban saying, well, if Shalosh Melachos is Mutter, Kol Shekein, everything else is Mutter, except for bed restrictions, possibly. And then we have the other Rishonim who might be saying, if the Shalosh Melachos are Mutter, maybe only those things are Mutter, right? But not anything else. In other words, that's what Hagos Ashri is saying. Maybe Dafka Elu are Mutter, because those are the Gemara Behedia, but everything else would be Aser. So what's the tzad to say that Shalosh Melachos are like the best, and what's the tzad to say they're the worst, right? How could it be, you know, unless you say they argue about that, but right, how could it be that we sort of have these two opposite diukim? Dafka Shalosh Melachos are Mutter, everything else is Aser. Dafka, if Shalosh Melachos are Mutter, Kol Shekein, everything else is Mutter. Which one is it? So it could be that they're arguing about how you understand the getter of the heter Shalosh Melachos. Maybe the reason why we're makel on Shalosh Melachos is because there's a shibud, right? The Mishnah Ksuba says these are Yishas Meshubades, even if she brings in 100 servants, in these Shalosh Melachos. Along similar lines, the Marshal explains that the reason for the Machmirim is quoted by the Bach. The reason for the Machmirim is because since these are Melachos, so she's Osekes B'Melachta, and therefore there's not such a concern that it's going to lead to other things. So that's the reason for the Machmirim, like that goes to Shri, maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham, whereas the Mekilim say, no, these Shalosh Melachos, what, there's something special about these Melachos that we say they're normally Aser. Why? Because they're associated with intimacy. And therefore, if these are Mutter, Kol Shekein, everything else is going to be Mutter. Right? So the question is, how do you look at why we're Matir Shalosh Melachos? Do we see the fact that we're Matir Shalosh Melachos shows you, we're much, 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 much more Mako by Avelus than Nida? Why? Because everybody knows how, you know, not everybody naturally understands that Avelus, you can't have a Tashma Shamita and the like. Or do we say, no, these three things were going to be Mako? Why? Because they're Melacha and because there's a Shibud and the like. But everything else, we're going to be Machmir. Now, Lemaisa, how do we paskin? So the Rama in the Darkei Moshe's Docha, the Agos Ashri says, you know, I'll take the Vaday, the Ramban, against the Safek of the Agos Ashri, since anyway nobody else seems to learn like him. But the Rama does say that Rai Lahachmir for Chibuk V'Nishuk, in other words, he paskins the Rabbeinu Yerucham. L'chaira, even if we're machmir for Chibuk V'Nishuk, you could be makel for Negiyah. And I saw the dark, the Divrei Sofrim says this, Sifkat and Gimel, and he's Medayik this way from the Magen Avraham, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, and the like. So Negiah, like casual Negiah, it's not like Hilchos Nida, where we're very machmir for any form of Negiah, even Negiah Shelo B'Derech Chiba, hello. But for that we're machmir. For that we could be Mekel. It's only Chiba V'Nishuk that we're machmir on. So one question that is commonly asked is that sometimes being machmir for chibuk v'nishuk is difficult. It's obviously a time of sadness, extreme sadness, and what about giving a hug for someone to help comfort their spouse? So we're not talking about, obviously, you know, chibuk v'nishuk in the context of a more sexual context is certainly usher. You know, sometimes the term chibuk v'nishuk means like foreplay or something like that. Okay, that's obviously usher. But the question is, what about a hug that's, you know, comforting a person? It's not one that is in any way in the context of chibas bia, but chiba, not chibas bia. What would you say in that case? So the Rabbi Sabolovsky said about this, you can't be matir, because the Ramah says you should be machmir, but you can't aser it either, because it doesn't seem like it's necessarily aser. He says that these types of situations require shikul adas, because it's definitely not clear cut that it should be aser for two reasons. Like I said, reason number one is, well, we'll say three reasons. Number one is, it seems like most of Rishonim anywhere make for chibuk v'nishuk. Number two is, even the Ramah / Rabbein Yeruchim seem to be machmir b'taras chumra, but not medina. Again, it's a chumra that's cited in Shulchan Aruch that one should try to follow, but still it's b'taras chumra. And finally, number three is, it's not even so clear that when they're machmir for chibuk v'nishuk, so maybe if it's not in any way in the, like we already said, Negia is going to be mutter. So if it's a hug, but it's not a hug that has any chibas bia, not so clear that would even be included in the iser of the or not the iser, the chumra of the Ramah. So that being the case, we can't really say it's aser, but we can't really say, you know, it's mutter either. And seichel hayashar should be employed. Okay, yeah, there's some bunch of questions. Yeah.
Seichel hayashar mean that like every situation is different, or seichel hayashar means that you should try to be as much as possible?
Seichel hayashar means it depends on the situation. I think B'nei Torah should try to be machmir, because that's what the Ramah says, and that seems to be the way the Poskim understand it. But for people that aren't holding there, or if it's, you know, it's really gonna, it's very important for the emotional health of one of the spouses or the like, then, you know, it seems like it's hard to be machmir, right? So holding hands is better than chibuk v'nishuk. It's not. It's worse than, you know, it's worse than negia that's practical.
And worse than three avodas also.
That's the question. Is it worse or better?
Certainly it's worse.
Yeah. When you say worse, what do you mean? More likely to be aser or more likely to be mutter?
More likely to be aser.
More likely to be aser? No. If you think like the Ramban and the Ravid, that even chibuk v'nishuk is mutter.
Yeah.
So kol shekein holding hands is going to be mutter.
Yeah, but not kol shekein from the three avodas. But
well, they think kol shekein from, they think chibuk v'nishuk is mutter, kol shekein from the three avodas.
Not kol shekein, it's afilu.
Okay, the heter of Shalos Melachos tells me Chibuk V'Nishuk is mutter, so it certainly would tell me that holding hands is mutter.
Yeah, but once you're saying Chibuk V'Nishuk is
mutter,
it's also...
But Chibuk V'Nishuk, this is less than Chibuk V'Nishuk, so there's more room for leniency.
I hear the being Mekil because it's only a Chomer of a Chulei, but any suggestion that the Rama would allow Stam Negiyas to give us over and says, or that the Rama would allow not Chibas Tia, I think isn't that's not Pshat in the Rama.
How do you know?
Because Rabbi, you were
Rama, certainly Negiyas Shalobadar Chibas Bia, or let's say Negiyas Shalobadar Chiba, there's no indication anywhere that to be Machmir, certainly not from the Ramban. Rama. Meaning to say, in Hilchos Nida, we have different categories, right? For general women, for Arayos, there are different categories. What's Aser, Midoraisa, for Arayos? We pass them like the Rambam, that it, presumably that Nisar Doraisa and Losikrivu. What's Aser is Negia Bidarachi Basbia. That's what's Aser. Nothing else is Aser Midoraisa. The Pashupshat is that also nothing is Aser Midirabanan except for Ishto Nida. Meaning to say, for someone who is not your wife, the Isser is Negia B'Dar Chiba, but Shalom B'Dar Chiba is Mutter. Yeah. Shalom B'Dar Chiba is Mutter. That's why women go to male doctors, and that's why Rav Moshe says you don't have to worry about in the subway sitting next to somebody, etc., etc. That's what's Mutter. Now, does that mean... Now, obviously, the post can talk about how far you go and what's considered derechiba. Rav Moshe, at least in printed shuvos, held, even though he held that shalom derechiba is mutter, he held that handshakes is aser in the printed shuvos. Some say, well, why should that be? It's not derechiba, it's a business handshake. Well, it is chiba, but it's not chibas bia. There is another aspect, which is that even when there is no chibas bia, it's still davar meguna. Right, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say in Simen Chaf Dalet by one sister, even though, at least under normal circumstances, there is no taivas bia for one sister, still it's meguna to hug her or the like. But in terms of the formal isser, the pashtus is, don't not all achronim agree, but the pashtus is if it's shalom derechi, but it's mutter, there's no isser. For one's wife, ishtonida, that's not true. Ishtonida midirabanan, even negiyah shalom b'derechi b'zaser, right? And that's because we have many more restrictions that for ishtonida than we have for all other arayos, since they're so close to each other and they're living together in the same house and in the same room and the like, then we have many more chumras. So negiyah shalom b'derechi is the pashtus, is one of those low-level restrictions, like eating together and the like. Those are the restrictions that are only aser for ishto nida, and not aser for anybody else. Just like you're allowed to eat with an erva as long as she's not your wife, when she's a nida. It's only your wife that they're eating restrictions. When I say eat with, I mean based off of the restrictions in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Nida, but those eating restrictions are only said about one's wife, not said about someone else who's a nida. So too, the din of negia shalom b'derechibas is aser for one's wife, but not aser for anybody else. If somebody's, if a husband is a dentist, he could treat all women except for his wife when she's a nida, because for ishto nida there's an iser even shalom b'derechiba. Good. So now, all the Divrei Sofrim is saying is that when the Rama says Chibuk V'Nishuk is Aser, sounds like Chibuk V'Nishuk is Aser, but Negiyah Shalom B'Derechiba is Mutter. In other words, that's because how do we paskin? Just like we're Makel for eating restrictions, we're going to be Makel for this, because the only thing we're going to be Machmir on are the things that you can't do with a regular Erva, right? We treat her, right, they're like a regular erva, as it were. So things like sleeping in the same bed is aser, and negiyah b'derech chibas bia, and therefore chibuk v'nishuk is aser, and the like. That's what's clear cut. And things that are for a regular erva and only aser for ishto nida, like achil b'kara achas, So those things are mutter b'yemei avelus. So where does negiya shelo b'derechiba fall under? What the Vadei HaShulchan is saying, and is the mashmaus of the Magen Avraham, is that falls under the category of restrictions, right? Because it's only aser to ishto nida, and mamela it's going to be mutter with one's wife when she's in avel. Now, so that's why that's mutter. Now, where does holding hands fall under? So the pashtus is holding hands is much closer to chibuk v'nishuk, which we say is aser, than to negiya shel avederech chiba, which we say is mutter. That's the pashtus. But all I was saying is that it's still less severe and therefore not as clear cut as chibuk v'nishuk. That's what I was saying.
I mean, no one could have a havamina. The three avodos are
The three avodos have a aspect of intimacy associated with them, because these are things that dafka a wife does to her husband and nobody else.
They have more of an aspect than chibuk v'nishuk shelo v'derech chiba.
Well, that's the problem. We don't usually have a category of chibuk v'nishuk shelo v'derech chibas bia. Whenever we talk about chibuk v'nishuk, that is derech chibas bia. But in a certain sense, they're similar, right? That's why I said, that's the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying it makes sense to go. So I won't say that they're worse or better, whichever direction you go, but they are a type of thing that, at least the way the Ramban and the Ravid are learning, have an aspect of intimacy associated with them, which is why the Ramban and the Ravid says that it makes sense to assume that if Shals Melachos are mutter, so is Chibuk V'Nishuk.
I mean,
and the only clear is about beds.
The suggestion is that the Rabbeinu Yerucham was just rejecting in the Ramban the heter of Chibuk V'Derech Bia stuff.
That's all he says you have to be machmir explicitly on, correct. Okay. Yes, you had a question.
I mean, whatever, it was just like, yeah, it's not...
Okay, good. Yes.
So, it's just typical, I think, to say that holding hands should be asana. If the example brought in Gemara, one of the Shalosh Malachot is Hachatzit Yada.
No, it's not a Rai, because you could say that's casual contact, which we said is mutter.
He's rubbing his hand before.
I don't know. She's washing his hands.
It's a halakha, though.
She's worried.
The Badei HaShulchan says that, like, the reason that it's no, he said the reason to be mechal between that and like other things is because it's derech halakha.
That's the Bach. Yeah.
Right.
That's the question. How do you look at it? Do you look at it? That's following the perspective of the maybe Reina Rucham and certainly the Agos HaShri, that these are very, very, you know, these are very low, as opposed to the Ravid Ramban, that these are very high. That's precise, that's what I was saying, that's what they're arguing about, right? Al-Daka Bachina. No, holding hands, you could argue, is worse, because it's not, like, okay, good. Now, Siv Beis, we'll just do very quickly. So, the Gemara Ksubos says the following unbelievable kula. We'll have a chance, God willing, to return to this be'arichas when we get to that simen, but just to, insofar as it relates to us, that if the avi hachasan or the ima shalkala die after the chasana is all set up, so even though obviously under normal circumstances they first become an onen and then avelus and they're not allowed to get married, but here, there would be a super duper hefsed if they were to delay the wedding. Why? Because that's why we say dafka avi shel chasan and imo shel kala, not the reverse, because these are the people, the avi achasan gets the chasan ready, the imo shel kala gets the kala ready, and all the food is ready, you know, you can't just put it in the freezer, right? It's all going to go, it'd be a tremendous hefsed, and who knows when the wedding would be take place if we delay. And therefore, we have the super duper giant kula that that in that case, this is all in Shin Mem Beis, that we basically allow the wedding to take place, and then we allow the burial to take place. And then we say that since the Shiva Simei Mishta began before the Shiva Simei Avelos, so then you'll finish the Shiva Simei Mishta, and then you'll have the Shiva Simei Avelos right after the Shiva Simei Mishta. That's what the Gemara says. But what do we say as well? That since in that case they can't have Yichud, in other words, after the Kvura, then there's no heter of Yichud with the Chasen and the Kala. Why? Because since we're super duper mako, we break all our normal rules to allow for them to get married and be together. So when, since there is that restriction of bia during the Shiva Simei Mishta afterwards, it's a likely that they, much more likely than normal, that they might violate the Isser of Tashmish Amita, and therefore, for those 14 days, basically, there's an Isser of Yichud. That's what the Gemara says. So now the question is, how does this relate to other cases? So there's a Yesh Omer Min Arayvid that says, what do you see over here? You see over here that during Yemei Simcha, it's not mutter to even have Yichud. So likewise, if someone has Avelis during a Regel, what that would mean is, we know Regel is Mevatel Avelis, if you get the Kfura done before the Regel begins. But let's say someone dies in Yantif on Chol HaMoed, so then the halacha is that they don't sit Shiv until after Yantif, but during Yantif, the Dvarim Shebitzina are Aser, like Tashmish Amita, and therefore, just like we're Machmir B'yamei Regel of the Chasen and Kala to Aser Yichud, so too, we should be machmir during any ragel to asa yichud. That's the yesh omim in the Ravid, what the Torah incorrectly quotes v'shem ha-Ravid. The Ravid says this is wrong. Why? It's only b'yamei ragel of shiva simei mishta that we have to be machmir. Why? Because it's not just a regular yantif. There's afushe simcha l'shush binim u'l'chol b'nei achupa. It's like a very super duper happy and light, jovial occasion. They're going to Sheva Brachas, to Shushpinim, whatever it is. In that case, you have to be Machmir. But, you know, on Chol HaMoed Pesach or Sukkot, then you could be Mako. Now, if this is the reason, so then any time you have Avelus during Shiva Yemei Mishta, you would have to be Machmir, right? So what does that mean practically? That would mean that if you had a different situation, not that the mace died before the chasana, but rather the mace died after the chasana. Let's say Nebuch on the second day, the third day of Sheva Brachos, a parent died of the chasana of the Kala. In that case, you'd also have to be machmir. Why? Because the Ravid said, anytime there's the levity of the chasana, you have to be machmir. But so Yantif will be mutter, but any time at Sheva Brachos you'd be here. And then the Ramban says, no, even that's wrong. Why? Because the only time you have to be Machmir is in the case where Machnisin es ha meis l'cheder, meaning to say, where we're violating Dinei Avelos. In the case where on the third day of Sheva Brachos the meis died, we're not actually violating Dinei Avelos. It's just that the regel of the Nisuan came first, so we push off Avelos. But we're not violating Dini Avelos. It's only when we violate Dini Avelos, meaning to say where the mace happens first and still we're pushing the mace aside into a room and allowing them to get married, that since we allow this super duper duper kula that goes against all of our normal rules, well then we're going to go ahead and say that kula might lead people to do other kulas, and therefore there's an Isser Yichud, but only in that case. So how do we paskin? We paskin lahaka like the Ramban. Yeah.
It would make us forget Avelis, but I didn't understand why we think it would make them forget their Nida Isser. Like,
He's talking about a case where there's no inida.
There
isn't. You're saying dam besulam?
Yeah.
So talking about where she's not a besula. Or, again, or she's a be'ula, or whatever it is. But you're right. In other words, if she was a nida, the pashtus is we are megel to allow for yichud as long as they had bias mitzvah once. If they weren't ba'al even once, then even the Ramban would be machmir.
In the, can you just say that sentence again?
Once they had, there's another Gemara that says that if a chasen and kala get married, and let's say she becomes a nida before they had gemar bia, so then there is an iser yichud.
Yeah, because they haven't.
Right. So, and Ramban agrees to that point over here. In other words, if they died in the middle of Shavu Brachos, she wasn't a nida, but he didn't have gemar bia,
yeah,
then there is an iser yichud.
Yeah.
But if they had gemar bia even once, then we assume that in terms of the hochos, the dine nida,
yeah,
they'll be able to be in the same room together without violating it. So in this case, this whole discussion is all in a case where she isn't a nida, because there was no dam besulam.
But there was bia, because
there was
bia,
there was bia, but no dam besulam, either because she was a ba'ula, or not everybody holds of the big chumrah that when you have bia without dam bia, you still have dam besulam. But that's a almost nida discussion, not for now. The point is that this discussion is talking about a case where there is no need to restriction due to dam besula. Okay, next. Simen shin pei dalet iser of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara in Moed Katan says that avel is aser b'talmud Torah, because it says to Hashem said to Yechezkel, hanegdom. Now this is actually very interesting, because most of the restrictions that we derive from the pasuk in Yechezkel go the opposite direction. Hashem says to Yechezkel, don't observe nihuge avelos, and we derive from that that Yechezkel shouldn't be observing nihuge avelos, because this was a very strange avelos that was meant to send a message to the Jewish people about the exile. But normally, whatever Hashem said to Yechezkel you should do, we see the opposite for normal avelos. But here, it's the opposite.
It's the same by the Shev Hashanah.
Here, correct. Here, we're saying the opposite. That we learn from Yechezkel, even though he wasn't an Avel Gamor, still he was Aser B'Talmud Torah. So Kol Shekein, regular Avelim, are Aser B'Talmud Torah. Because any Kula, we learn from Yechezkel, but any Chumrah, we don't learn from Yechezkel, but in Yechumra we certainly learn from Yechezkel Bataras Kol Shekein. That's the way the Ritva explains Mara. And likewise Shel Shom, which is this, it's also from Hanigdom. Okay, we'll get there next in Bezos Hashem. So this, when you learn Moed Katan and Hanfos Avails, this is the only pasuk that is cited with respect to the Isser Talmud Torah. No other pasuk is quoted. Now the Ramban says that there is this opinion, we don't know who it is, who said that the Isser Talmud Torah only applies the first day, just like tefillin. And the Ramban says this is wrong, because Pekudi Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev. And we'll talk about it a little later, your Yotze with Kriyash Masal Shafras, we'll talk about that point in the Ramban in a minute. But, so this is very interesting. He introduces a new pasuk, right, which is a pasuk that we say in the context of Tisha B'Av, but not in the context of Avelos. And likewise, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Avel's Aser B'Divrei Torah Kol Sheva. And what pasuk does the Shach quote? Kudi Hashem Zalchei. He doesn't quote Hanegdom. Why not? Why didn't he quote the Gemara? The pasuk that the Gemara quotes. So the answer is because he's quoting the Ramban, and he's explaining why it's Aser Kol Sheva. And the answer is it's Aser Kol Sheva because Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. And Memela, the Ramban says, from that pasuk, you see that should it be Aser Kol Shiva. And that's why we cite this pasuk that's generally coming from Dinei Tisha B'Av. Now, this relates to the question of Dvarim HaRayim, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes. But there are many Rishonim, and this was Rabbeinu Tam's original opinion when he was younger. that even though with respect to Tisha B'Av we say that it's mutter to learn Dvarim HaRayim, with respect to Avelos you may not. And then he changed his mind. So Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. And he said, no, just like it's mutter to learn Dvarim HaRayim for Tisha B'Av, so too it's mutter to learn Dvarim HaRayim for Avelos. So what happened? Meikar Maika Savar Ulevasof Maika Savar. So the answer is that originally he said, look, the restriction in terms of Hilchos Avelos is Hanig Dom. You have to be quiet. Be quiet means quiet. So you're not allowed to learn Dvarim Rayim. And then he said, no, actually I think that this is going to be similar to the Tisha B'Av restriction. The Tisha B'Av restriction is that the Isser is Al Tzimcha, Chudei Hashem Sharam Sadchei Leif. So therefore, things that you learn that don't cause simcha, like Dvarim Rayim, are mutter and memela, hu hadin for avelos. Right? In other words, there's a svara lekan kan. And the idea is that in the end, b'sof yamav, when he was chozer, he understood that hanik dom doesn't mean you have to be totally silent, including Talmud Torah, even Dvarim Rayim, but rather what it means, hanik dom means you shouldn't do things that are going to lead you to be Mesiach Das Min Havelos. And therefore, that would exclude regular Talmud Torah, because they're Mesam Chelev. But it wouldn't exclude Dvarim HaRayim, which aren't Mesam Chelev. That's the Svara Lakan Lakan. Now, if that's true, first of all, you think Derech Agav, an important thing to stress, which is... L'chaora, if we're going to say that you might not even be able to learn Torah at all, so certainly it would be inappropriate to read the newspaper, right? And it depends. What if you don't enjoy the newspaper? If you enjoy the newspaper, it's going to be usher for two reasons. One is because you know it's simcha, and two is because it's meisiach das min avelos. If you hold that it is. If you like don't enjoy the newspaper, you're reading about bad news, it's making you sad, so then the Misam Chelev aspect wouldn't apply, but it would still be Aser, presumably, because of Mesiach Das Min Avelos. And it's only the Dvarim Rayim that would be Mutter. I'm sorry? We'll get to the Chacham Svir in just one moment. Now, the next question we have to figure out is how could it be that Avelos is Aser? Avelos is Aser. That Talmud Torah is Aser. So if you held of this Yesh Omrim, that Talmud Torah is only Aser on the first day, so then I understand very nicely. This is like the famous Maritats. We'll get to the Maritats when we do Hilchos, Iser of Tefillin. But Maritats said a very interesting thing. He said, why is it Ebis that Tefillin is Aser on the first day, right? All the other restrictions of Avelos generally apply 7 days, some maybe 3 days, but Vus Epis 1 day. So he said the Pshat is very simple, that Avelos Yom Rishon is Deraisa, so therefore Tefillin is Aser. Afterwards, it's Takana the Chachamim, so the Chachamim couldn't Aser Tefillin. They didn't want to, either they couldn't or they didn't want to be ogred of the Natira. Might depend on whether you think, you know, what's under what conditions they could be overdubbed in the Torah, maybe just for Xayra or not, but either they couldn't or they didn't want to Aser it. So therefore, Memela, Talmud Torah, is going to be Aser after the first day. Oh, so that would explain this Yesh Omrim. But if you swing, as we said, we don't paskin like this Yesh Omrim, we paskin it's Aser Kol Shiva, so what's the pshat? And the truth is, this won't even help us l'halach l'maisa, because we already saw, we assume even Yom Rishon is Midrabanan. So how do we explain the idea that Talmud Torah is Aser? So if you look at the Ramban doesn't actually ask this question. He asks a similar question which might help us answer this question. The Ramban asks a different question. He writes, Heyach Aser B'divrei Torah, V'alo Amru, Aval Chayav B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah Chutz Min HaTefillin. So we know, the Gemara says, that an Aval has to keep all mitzvos in the Torah except for Tefillin. All mitzvos. Well, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. So obviously Talmud Torah, so how could we say that Talmud Torah is Aser? So he writes, he gives two answers. Awesome. kegon kiyum shar mitzvos to alma. Aval b'divrei Torah is behu simcha kishu lomed umishem hachi aser. We'll see soon. This is paraphrasing a Rashi and Moed Katan. What does that mean? But I'll read a second answer, and then we'll explain each one. Od yesh lomar dekevan demechayv lemikri kriyashma shachris v'arvis v'yote ba yidei chovasim kaim ba yibayom v'layla kadisa berchen hilkach lo psika lay. In other words, the second answer is the one that's easier to understand, very straightforward. He's saying that it's not true that you're pater from Talmud Torah l'chora. You are chayv in Talmud Torah and you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why? We know, strictly speaking, your mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah with kriyashma shel shachris v'arvis. The Avil says kriyashma shel shachris v'arvis. You know, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether it's mutter aser la'omro davar zeh la'am ha'aretz or mitzvah la'omro davar zeh la'am ha'aretz, but l'maisa you are mekayim the mitzvah. So if you're mekayim the mitzvah, so good, that's fine, that's easy. Now, his first answer, what does he mean exactly? L'chora, what he means is that when we say in Avel's chayv in all mitzvos, it means that he's chayv in all mitzvos except for tefillin, meaning be'etzem there's a chiyuv in all mitzvos. There's no difference, but an Avel is pater from Talmud Torah for an external reason. Why? Because it has simcha, right? In other words, that's what he says. He says, "Hi, hasa manukim shar mitzvos to alma, aval divrei Torah isbu simcha kishehu lomed umishem hachi aser." Yeah, Talmud Torah is aser. That's because there's simcha. It's not that be'etzem you're aser in Talmud Torah, like be'etzem you're aser in tefillin. No. You're not aser in Talmud Torah. You're aser in Simcha, and memela Talmud Torah is aser because Pekudei Hashem Sam Samchei Lev. That's what he's saying. Now, L'chora, as we noted, there's a very interesting and significant possible difference between these two answers. Now we'll talk about that, the Chacham Tzvi that you brought up. So the Chacham Tzvi is addressing a very interesting question. What about if someone is in Avel during Yantif? Right? So, as we said, this only happens if the Misa takes place on Yantif. So, what's the halacha? So, the halacha, as we said, is he sits Shiva after Yantif's over. However, Dvarim Shebitzina apply during Yantif, like Tashmish Shemita. Now, normally, we treat Talmud Torah as Dvarim Shebitzina. Therefore, seemingly, Talmud Torah should be Aser on Yantif. So this is mamash a gefarlich situation. This guy's not going to be able to learn for 14 days, right? He declares that it's going to be davar avid. He's going to forget everything he learned, right? In tazveni yom yomai mazeka. So each day, he's like, it's depleting. So he talks about a specific shayla, but toch dvarav, he says, that it can't be. Eino nachon leishev uvato medivrei Torah mikol v'kol for so long. First, he throws in the opinion of the Rambam anyway. We've mentioned before that when you're not sitting Shiva, there's not even an Avelos in Farb Shabbatina. So the Rambam would certainly say you could learn Torah and Kedai Hu Rambam, maybe Lismoch Alav v'shasat chak like this. But then he says a very interesting idea. Fascinating idea. He says, like, let's stop for a second and think about what's going on. Says that we can't tell him to learn Dvarim Rayim, right? And there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so Memela, he's going to have to learn Bava Kama. That's what he says. So the Pischei Tshuva says, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand. It says it's Aser, right? We Paskin Dvarim Shebitzina are Aser. So L'chaira, what the Pshat is like this. He doesn't really accept the Ramban that Kriya Shema is enough. We'll talk about why. And he's saying there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that's mechayev you to learn. It's a mitzvah for you to learn. Now what are we going to say? So learn Echa. We can't tell you to learn Echa. There's a mitzvah Simchas Yantif. Right? This guy is, this Avel, is fully chayv in Simchas Yantif. So you're going to go tell him to learn Eichon, he's going to cry the whole time? That you can't tell him to do that. So what are you going to say? Tell him to learn Moed Katan, right? We all know, Baruch Hashem, for the summer learning, Hilchos Veils, so geschmack! I think everybody's having a blast learning Hilchos Veils, right? So why are we telling him to learn Bava Kama? You should learn Moed Katan. The Chacham, she says, you haven't solved anything that way. What's the pshat? The pshat, even though we're makel for Dvarim Rayim, is like this. We're makel for Dvarim Rayim because it's shayach to learn Dvarim Rayim without being mesiach das from your avelus. There's an isser to be happy during avelus. You're not allowed to be happy. Really, that would mean you shouldn't learn. So all learning should be aser, except that it's shayach to learn Dvarim Rayim without being happy. Meaning to say, when the Avel goes ahead and learns Eicha and Eov and Hilchos Avelos on Shas Avelos, so he could do those aspect learning without getting happy. And therefore it's mutter. The Avel can't learn Hilchos Avelos like the way we're learning it, super duper gishmak. But as opposed to Bava Kama, where it's shayach, it's not shayach to learn in a way that keeps you sad, right? There's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi about whether you're allowed to learn new sugyas. Because new sugyas, they drive you nuts, right? So maybe that's mutter, right? Many Rishonim Agav, there's seven Rishonim that paskin like that Yerushalmi, that new sugyas are mutter, even Bava Kama, because at the beginning, then when you know, because you're going crazy at the beginning of every sugya, you're going nuts. So that's not fun either. It's only the second day they start becoming besimcha. Okay. So the point is like this. The point is that it's shayach to learn Hilchos Avelos in a way that doesn't shter your Avelos. Doesn't make you happy. Doesn't mean what it's also shayach to learn Hilchos Avelos in a way that's full of simcha, like the way we're learning it. But it's also shayach. But now, since there's a mitzvah of simcha, so we can't tell this Avel to be sad. We can't say, yeah, you know what, Mr. Avel, we want you to learn Megillas Eicha and sit there on Chol HaMoed and cry and hide the discretion. It's Yantif. So Elamai say, okay, so learn Moed Katan Gishmak. Once you're learning Moed Katan Gishmak, you may as well learn Bava Kama Gishmak. Right? There's no point. Doesn't make any sense. And there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Aye. Maybe the Ramban is right. Biyotzei Rishma. She doesn't say this, but maybe he holds that too would be begedder kir sabra natar. There's a famous machlokes about the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We talked about this a little bit at breakfast, but when the Gemara says you could biyotzei with just kriya shma, right? What does that mean? So the Ran in the Darim says like this. Ranan says, how could you say you're just kriya shma? Because there's a mitzvah to learn every second of the day, at least when you're not doing something else that you have to do. The Ran says, you're right. Actually, there's a mitzvah to learn every second of the day that you're able to learn, that you're not, you know, yeah, you also have to get a parnasa, you have to do a lot of things, but every free moment, a chayva gemura to learn. Elamai, why do we say you could be yotzei kriya shma shorach shavus? He says, that's the only thing that's explicit in the Torah. And there's a din when it comes to the rule of Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah that if it's not Mefurish Bekra, so it's not the Pshuto Shel Mikra, so then the Shvuah is Chal Shvuah. We don't say much Bevel Mi'ar Sinai in that case. But fundamentally, the Chiv of Talmud Torah is every second that you're free. Right? Oh. So now that's true. So if Chachamim said, yeah, don't learn except for Shema, and the rest of the day, just sit, that would be an Akir Sarvana Torah. Elamai. You could still be Mekayim Talmud Torah, says the Chacham Tzvi, when you learn Dvarim Rayim. Ah, fine, Gevaldik, you could be Mekayim Talmud Torah when you learn Dvarim Rayim. But not during Chol HaMoed, not during Yantif. During Yantif, there's a mitzvah to be Besimcha. So that's why the whole thing has gone down the tube. Now, those who don't learn like that, right, there are a number of Rishonim, seemingly, and Achronim also disagree with the Ran. The way the Or Sameach puts it is a very powerful way. Rav Kook says the same type of thing. He tries to say it even in the Ran. perhaps. But there are some asks like this. So it can't be. Fascinating idea. Bigger topic. That there's a mitzvah that every Jew can't be mekayim properly. And most people, some people, you know, Masmidim and the Beis Medrash, they could talk about Mekayim, what the Ran says is the chiyuv, to learn every free second. Most people, they can't do that. It's totally not shaykh to them. You're going to tell me that there's a mitzvah that most Jews can't do properly? Can't be. It must be that, like the simple reading of the Gemara, that you could be yotze the mitzvah, kriya shema shezach hazaris, that's the whole mitzvah. Of course, kol amar be'arezim eshubach, yeah, it's amazing, you should learn every 18 hours a day. But when you learn Shema, you know, you just learned one pasuk in the morning and one pasuk at night, you fulfill the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. It's not like the Ran that says the mitzvah is every second. Just that's not what's mefurish b'kra. So it could be that this question of whether we say it's an akira of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah because you could say Shema or not would hinge on that question as to if you learn like the Ran, then to say, yeah, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Torah with Talmud Torah Shachar Svarvis of Shema, that's not true according to the Ran. Okay. Now, there's a very fascinating, okay, we're out of time. There's a very fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. He says unbelievable things. But, we're out of time because we have to put the sermon away. So, Bezras Hashem, on Monday, we will finish Talmud Torah. There's still a bunch more things to say. And not that much, like one or two. What? Exactly. And then we'll also, of course, go on to Sheol Shalom and the like. Rest of Hashem.